www.themouthmagazine.com.
Please put your hands together and welcome Andy White.
Thanks, Steve. Oh my God, this is my last English date for a while. It's great to be here. I know I'm on the road when I play this song. They said it would be hard to find. They said I might not find it at all. Started off in Dunleary, my back pressed against an old stone wall. Martello Tower near Sandy Mount Strand, he said it was the centre of the world. That's where the great adventure started, just himself and a Galway girl. Looking for James, looking for James Joyce's grave. Looking for James, looking for James Joyce's grave. People say he rewrote the English language, though it's not strictly his native tongue. And many have tried since this tall, skinny man put pen to paper, confused and delighted and disturbed and excited everyone. You know, his country just couldn't hold him. Oscar Wilde, Samuel Beckett, Yeats and Swift too. Now it's up to us in these enlightened days. That's all of us, me and you. We've gotta go looking for James, looking for James Joyce's grave. He traveled around Europe pursued by debt. I found his grave out in Switzerland, in a neutral country in 1941, in a land fit for exiles where the light was at last shut out from his eyes. Asked at the hotel, they didn't know, told me to go to the train station. At the train station, they told me to get information. That information told me all about a zoo with a beautiful view of the city. On the way, I saw a dog as small as a mouse. I saw a dog as big as a house. I saw a puppet playing Lucille by Little Richard in a market square, and hundreds and thousands of tiny black and white ballroom dancers whirling sporadically and magnetically in the shop window. On the way, I stopped off in a bar cafe full of all these beautiful black-clothed people playing darts and dice and backgammon. Expressionist art on the walls, anarchist literature on the floor, death metal music raging from a cracked speaker in the corner. Looking for James, looking for James Joyce's grave. I finally found his grave high on a hill just beside the zoo with a beautiful view of the city. First I saw the statue, spectacles, slicked back hair, the fiery, wiry keeper and crucifier of our country's conscience and all of our unconscious. In an autumn crescent of gold, green and brown, I brushed the fallen leaves off the inscription plaque, which was just beside the zoo, and it had such a beautiful view of the city. Looking for James, I was looking for James Joyce's grave. I remember writing this song on the back page of the Belfast Telegraph. My home city was in the rain, and the lights were coming on, it was Saturday evening. I was ready to go looking again. Looking for James, looking for James Joyce's grave. Looking for James, looking for James Joyce's grave. We were singing. La da da da. Let's hear you. I know some of you can sing. the sound of the river. James Joyce's grace. Thanks very much. Northern Tongues in Stormy Weather. Anywhere with you, babe. Here's the first line of a song you've still to write. Anywhere with you, babe, I go anywhere tonight. Unexpected sunshine casts its shadow over burnt out covers. The garbage stretches out for miles. This freeway wasn't built for smiles. There's a party this evening. I get the feeling we should be leaving. Take a plane going overseas with your paintbrushes and poetry. Anywhere with you, babe, is the first line of a song you've still to write. Anywhere with you, babe, I go anywhere tonight. So many roads, you can get lost before you leave it all behind. Through city streets and fields of heather, northern towns in stormy weather, leopard skin and Italian leather, we could do it all together. The strings of your heart, let them all unwind. Till madness and coincidence fade into insignificance. Sometimes it all makes perfect sense. Sometimes. Anywhere with you, babe, is the first line of a song you've still to write. Anywhere with you, babe, I go anywhere tonight. Evening's shadows are fading, creeping into dusk. You're telling me you need more time. That's what I got, and I'll be fine. But I won't forget, that'd be a crime. I won't let go, you're a rare, rare find. Is the first line of a song you've still to write. Anywhere with you, babe, I go anywhere tonight. Anywhere with you, babe, I go anywhere tonight. Anywhere with you, babe, I go anywhere tonight. The ideal education for post-Brexit Britain is to grow up in Northern Ireland when your vote means nothing and you just don't know how you could change things and you just got to keep trying. Cinderella mends her dancing shoes. She's getting ready for the ball. And Adam, banging his bin lids, he's getting ready for the fall. Everybody's got new clothes, even the emperor lying in state, except for the starving children who wait outside his gate. It was just another autumn afternoon in the middle of March. Down on Dawson Street. Well, now Emma said she didn't love him, but she never was too sure. She'd work all day in a beat-up cafe, building celebrity rifles which fitted in with the wishes of all the poor. She put on a black dress, put her coat right up to her eyes, talk all night about success and how she'd never be surprised. Well, they blew up the cafe where we used to meet. Down on Dawson Street. Well, the kids coming out of school have discovered a new joyride. They steal the keys from the company and get in the cars and drive past the window where you'd watch them underneath the infinite moon. I don't know what you're doing now, but inevitably I'll be there soon. Oh, and though you never call me and we never meet, I guess one day it just still might find you walking on down Dawson Street. And if you got something you'd rather not lose, this is just another Tuesday apocalypse blues. Oh, if you got something you'd rather not lose, rather not lose, you'd rather not lose. This is just another Tuesday apocalypse blues. Thanks, everybody. I'd rather have roses than guns. Well, I had to get back to Belfast City, where the jeeps are green and the girls are pretty. London town been a-getting me down. Gotta get out before the leaves turn brown. You and me both heading north, backdoor drifters on an exile's course. Birds of passage, leaving no forward in address. No name, no number, no nationality, no need to even impress. Marching bands play snare shot tirades while Mother Ireland sways like a stripper on the stage. Politicians mix religious drinks with a twist of the tricks they nick from all the Old Testament plays. You and me both staying up late, playing tapes well past the sell-by date. Birds of passage, leaving no forward in a dress. Pays to wait all week to discover Sunday's best. Don't you know Sunday's best? And everything American is on sale, 'cause it all happened in a movie so long ago. up and down the women go, talking about the cinema on the sandy road. You and me know, being born here, wanted to leave is like learning how to breathe. For us birds of passage, leaving no forward in a dress. Me and my passport suit, you and your non-political party dress. Take off that party dress. So it's getting near time to be moving on. Getting restless doesn't take that long. And I'll meet you at the docks, down by the clocks, where the birds swoop down from their parking lots. You and me both driven so close, the pillar is our pillar on the coast our post. Birds of passage, flying from the face of failure right into success. They're saying no today, no tomorrow. Don't they even know the meaning of the word yes? No today and no tomorrow. They should try a little hometown. A little hometown tenderness. Hometown tenderness. Because I'd rather have roses than guns. I'd rather have roses than guns. And I had to get back to Belfast City, where the jeeps are green and the girls are pretty.
Oh yeah.
This is where it all started. Happens all over the world, as you know. Religious persuasion. Protestant or Catholic, cried a voice from the crowd. Not you again, St. Peter, I was thinking aloud. I should have packed my bags, headed off for the coast. Had my time already come to meet the heavenly host. They switched on their halos, adjusted their harps. Checked that the blades on the pearly gates were sharp. Asked them what they meant about religious bent. They said, that's the test, I said, that's the test I meant. But they were given holy orders, I think you'll find. I was up against persuasion of the religious kind. It was hailing Mary's at the drop of a tract. I said the seven deadly sins were staying around in my flat. I pondered on the churches of England and Rome. Hadn't paid the rent for my spiritual home. Needed guidance from the leaders whose names I knew. Archbishop, whatever he's called now, John Paul number two. Well, I quaked in my sackcloth, I threw away my joss stick. I burned my Quran, I said I was agnostic. I mean an atheist, I cried. They moved in for the kill. The walls tumbled down as they handed me the bill. They weren't impressed at my distinctions, I think you'll find. I was up against persuasion of the religious kind. So a lamb to the slaughter, a human sacrifice. Told the spiritual leader his scepter looked nice. A hymn book skimmed my ear, but I was only grazed. And I died for cover as the sauna Bible's placed. In the gore I gasped, but was it something I said? Then a solid granite altar hit me on the head. A collection plate plunged deep into my groin. They marched up discussing the battle of the Boyne. As I expired I was thinking they'd be rather unkind. But I was up against persuasion of the religious kind. So bleeding and naked, I was somewhat at a loss. The good Samaritan was out drinking at the sign of the cross. Recalling their question, I felt totally alone. As I peered out from underneath the tablets of stone. In the gutter lay the crushed remains of the Bible. Proclaimed their grievances were purely tribal. They made me see the light, for that I offer my thanks. I got collared by the dogs, and there's no way I'm gonna join their ranks. Onward, Christian soldiers, I hope they don't mind being afflicted by religion of the persuasive kind. They were singing la da la da 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 da. So if you're visiting some Irish town, the politician's head stuck deep in the ground, and the only bell ringing has a graveyard sound. Someone gotta stand up or nothing's gonna change till religion is rearranged. La da 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 da. Got back to Belfast, checked the street in my plan. I saw a band-aid covering the cancer. I saw a mother carrying the can. I saw 11 lords leaping over the house of lost time. I saw 12 cabinet ministers rehearsing a mime, and 100 hungry children rose up and cried, if God and the government ignore us, things start to unwind. I stopped off in a bar where the in crowd hang out. It was littered with remembered embraces. There was a sign on the jukebox said, play in case of drought. And the Mona Lisa shook her arms in the air and she dies. Yeah, the fragile intellectual, he looked at his girl and smiled. He sent his words to her like letters. She got them before he arrived. I gave them a card which said on one side, things start to unwind. I called round your place. Well, the moon was deciding whether to rise. You said you'd got the wrong house, but I was thinking of what was inside. With your snakeskin affairs and your precious antiques, I knew I'd been there before. Well, the wolf was upstairs drinking, and the sheep crawled past your door. An official smelling envelope blew in with the rain, and it tangled up my mind. The sirens scream I love you, as things started to unwind. The sirens scream I love you, our memories floundered on the rocks. They were one step ahead of the police. I was rounding up everything that talked. We had to stick together to search for the rain. Well, you carried a novel, a revolver, and an empty picture frame. There was a dry wind blowing across the land as you turned up your collar and sighed. As we drove into the night, things were starting to unwind. There were three generations reclining on a three-piece suite in the hall, and a three-piece suit on a hoarding, and a picture of a parrot on the wall. Like a hook line without a sinker, the men are lost for words. Like a hook line without a singer, it all seems so absurd. 'Tis the plague of the time when madmen lead the blind. Faith is undermined when things start to unwind. There was unease in the air and nothing on TV. The unease and explosive for tomorrow. Cash in your security, like a memory unlocked from a love letter that you once sent to me. Let the light affix its beam, take away this falling dream in this green and pleasant land, where the blind lead the bland. Drop me a letter, throw me a line, strike that light, get on the road when things start to unwind. I'm leaning on a lamppost, listening to the Russian violin. Old Darbat, summer 92, new sensations rushing in. I'm talking to a man from Azerbaijan about nothing in particular, wondering what makes me, me, and him, him, us all individualer. I could show you shadows from afar, but right now what I prefer is street scenes from my heart, street scenes from my heart, street scenes from my heart. Beautiful dark-haired girl singing Suicide Blonde, thinking about the future, what side they'll be on. I've seen this once and I've seen it twice, and the third time I've seen it, it wasn't very nice. I could show you shadows from afar, but right now what I prefer is street scenes from my heart, street scenes from my heart, street scenes from my heart. If you can't hear, you're not listening. And if you don't understand, baby, I don't care. You might have changed your trousers and changed your shoes, gone downtown and cut your hair. You read a paper and you sit in a cafe, you're wondering about it all and it'll all just go away. I could show you shadows from afar, but right now what I prefer is street scenes from my heart, street scenes from my heart, street scenes from my heart. From my heart. Yeah. Leaning on a bus stop, listening to the Lavery's din, Bradbury Place, spring 94, all these old sensations rushing back in. I'm talking to a lad from Craigavad about nothing in particular, wondering what makes me, me, and him, him, and us all individualer. I could show you shadows from afar, but right now what I prefer is street scenes from my heart, from my heart, street scenes from my heart, straight from my heart. I'm talking about street scenes, yeah, street scenes, street scenes, street scenes, street scenes, street scenes. This song on tour. I wrote this with Peter Gabriel in quite a few years ago. It's called Whole Thing. the whole thing will still go on without you. Something will still be there to move me. The whole thing is only to inspire you. The whole thing still comes down to you. Still go on without you. Something will still be there to move me. My whole thing is only to protect you. My whole still comes down to you. The one that I love, I dream beside. One that I love, I dream beside. One that I love is close as I can get. The one that I love, I dream beside. One that I love, I dream beside. Sometimes I can't remember. Sometimes I can't forget. Still go on without you. Something still be there to move me. You know my whole thing is only to inspire you. My whole still comes down to you. The one that I love, I dream beside. One that I love, I dream beside. One that I love is close as I can get. The one that I love, I dream beside. One that I love, I dream beside. Take the women and children away. Our family has not been broke. Each night in bed, my dreams take me over. The whole thing will still go on without you. Something will still be there to move me. You know my whole thing is only to protect you. You know my whole thing still comes down to you.
Thank you.
This happened in Spain, in the northwest of Spain. They're getting ready for the motorcycle tightrope riders tonight. Susanna combs her long dark Spanish hair, looks at herself in the full-length mirror. She could be going anywhere. The balconies are packed around the town square tonight. When the Catholic church bells ring seven, Fernando, he'll be riding tonight, and he crosses himself in the four directions of heaven. Thunder and lightning will open up the show. The tables are packed around the town square below, and the wires from each corner stretch in towards the center. The red covered tables are the color of blood. It's the color of love. Color of love. The families are gathered round for the death-defying act, but death is off on holiday dressed in brown and red and black. The lightning lit Susanna's lips as she strolled across the square. She turned up here, although as we know she could be anywhere. Bass and drums boomed out the beat to parade her Spanish stroll. She got history in her hair, she got red geraniums in her soul. Lights went on all around the square, plane flew overhead. The lightning lit Susanna's lips, left Fernando's heart for dead. And the red geraniums are the color of blood. It's the color of love. The color of love. Fernando says he doesn't want to go on being some kind of dead legend motorcycle Joe. Word goes round he's fallen for the girl who stopped the show. And the families and the couples to be grabbed the bikes, put them up for hire, and hung the red geraniums on the crisscross motorcycle wires. Nobody was killed that night down on the square below, when Susanna wrapped her Spanish arms around Fernando. There's no time for modern bullfights, no time at all. I said there's no time for modern bullfights, no time at all. And the thunder sky turned red up above. The morning was lit up with love. Susanna always says, that's the color of love. The color of blood is the color of love. Is the color of blood. The color of love.
R-E-A-L-I-T-Y-R-O-W. Thank you.
I was walking through this wild borderline town. There were two flags sitting on the jailhouse roof and frost on the ground. The hotel band was singing. There were jewels in your hair. And then the smoke blew in, made the little room and everywhere. The television man got loaded and cried into his drink. The wallflower women, they all blushed pink. And nobody there even had the time to think about how far we've got to go to Reality Row. Jay walked in. He'd just been stoned all day. Oh well, he'd had all these big ideas, but he threw them all away. Outside the crowd was restless, there was no leader in sight. Oh well, the funerals had got cancelled, it was just another borderline Friday night. And I walked straight into the ballroom, and I ran right into you. We hadn't met before, but I always knew we were going to. You said it doesn't half show, you've been too long sitting on Reality Row. Well, the candles burned lower as the dancers twirled, looked for number 9. The band played a new tune, and the drunken priest rolled over and died. And you tell me all about your extramarital complications. Oh, and your all too predictable 19th century Charlie reservations. Wrap me up in your long coat and scarves. Let me take you away from this place, surrender to the stars above. You said we better just get our things and go all the way to Reality Row. There was a newsflash on the big screen, and the American elections were being reviewed. Somebody said, trust me, and none of us were moved. The whiskey flowed like water as the ground gave way. Everybody was placing bets, too busy to even pray. You said, well, what do you know? Feels like Reality Row. I was walking, well, we were walking away from that borderline lagoon. We were going back to my home city, my little first floor room. You asked me, who am I? Where am I? When will we explode? I said, that's something that I'd really, really love to know about the about the road, Reality Road. Yeah. Oh, Reality Road. Won't you use your mentality? Wake up to reality. This is reality, Reality Road. All right, everybody, thanks so much for coming. Thanks to Steve. My magazine is the coolest. I'll see you again. Thank you.
Ladies and gents, Andy White.
Okay, there's definitely one more I'd really like to do. This is called Come Down to the Sea. Since I nicked the first line from Bertolt Brecht, I'm confident at least the first verse is good. In the dark times, will there be singing? Will there be ringing of bells? Yeah, there will be singing. Yeah, there will be ringing of bells. History's answers always come free. If you're living by the river, come down to the sea. Come down to the sea. When the vote is cast, will there still be promises? Will there still be wasted words? Yeah, there will be promises. Yeah, there will be wasted words. Democracy's answer, always come free. If you're living by the river, come down to the sea. Come down to the sea. In the twilight, will there still be dancing? Will there be romantic hours? Yeah, there will be dancing. Yeah, there will be amorous hours. Deliverance answers, always come free. If you're living by the river, come down, follow me. In these dark times, what will be the singing and what will be the ringing of bells? The singing will be dark and the ringing will be heard in hell. The singing will be dark and the ringing will be heard in hell. Dishonesty's answers always come free. The wind carries all from the river down to the sea. Come down to the sea.
It's true. Good night, everybody. I'm Andy White. Thank you so much for coming, everybody here. Thank you.
www.themouthmagazine.com